This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I am broadcasting live out of Temecula, California. I will be drinking here tomorrow. With that said, it's been a rough trip to California, let me tell you. But with that said, we are on the road doing what we do. Luke 19:10, we are seeking and saving that which is lost, due to the fact that when you read Mark 4:17, Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. There is a perfect example to make distinction between what a true follower of Christ is and one that is a pretender, a hypocrite, those that are seeking the souls of other men. With that said, friends, if you want to check us out at any time, you can. It's 1-866-582-9933. You can call in, you can weigh in, you can contend, you can add to concerning the topics which we're going to be talking about, which are, because our forefathers did not submit to tyranny 243 years ago, Americans still have the freedom today to do the right thing. We're going to be talking about protests. We're going to be talking about who commanded us to protest. We're going to understand the definition of Protestant and who the Protestants truly are. We're going to talk about the example that our forefathers set for us, that we might walk in their steps, Hebrews 13:7. So when we get to that, friends, we're going to take it slow. I got you for 2 hours today. Again, if you want to call in at any time, you can. It's 1-866-582-9933. I also want to let you know, if you want to watch us online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust, beforeitsnews.com. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, I know that people have been trying to figure out why the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief, friends, why he's been so silent as to what's taking place there in Virginia. Well, he broke his silence today. This may bring some relief to all of his followers to know. I'm going to read his tweet for you. This will make you feel a lot better about what's going on concerning this administration. He said, this is his brand new tweet, your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They will take away your guns. Republicans will win Virginia in 2020. Thank you, Dems. Folks, do you understand, once again, Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, when he said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves? When are the American people going to understand that this is nothing more than these people corralling more to one side or the other? And friends, understand that the Russians, how they play the game is they push and they pull. They push and they pull. They push and they pull. Let me say it this way. In short, they only do what you let them get away with. That's why they do what they do. Now, it's interesting that Donald Trump would say that due to the fact that his first 500 days in office, there was 55 new gun legislation acts, unconstitutional, mind you, because whatever contrast or antithetical to the U.S. Constitution is null and void. But it's for one to know that the 55 new gun legislation acts that's been put into place, a majority of those, 26 of them, those governors that enacted these unlawful legislation acts concerning gun and stripping the rights of the people to bear arms in the United States of America, which shall not be infringed upon, and I'm being facetious here, but I'm being truthful, friends, that all came from a majority of the good guys called the Republicans. So I'm kind of curious to know what Donald Trump means when he said, thank you, Dems. Well, if you just go back to our forefathers, friends, you'll understand right away who the con man is, because he's a con man, friends. John Adams' letter to Jonathan Jackson, 2nd October 1780, The Works of John Adams, Volume 9, page 511. Can't get any more specific than that, friends. He said, and I reiterated, for the purpose of people not paying attention to the details, because the devil's always found in the details, he said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of our republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerning measures in opposition to each other, he said. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. It's called divide and conquer, friends, and it's exactly what Donald Trump is doing. He's just another actor. He's just the point man, friends, in the circus of politics. And the American people still haven't figured out how the game is played. How they don't see this, I have no understanding. And isn't that interesting, friends, understanding that federal government is a creature of the states, not the other way around. Isn't it interesting that they interpose when they want to because there's something out of the deal that they want to get, but when it applies to the state and they still want to have a hand in the matter, they could care less about the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They just, it's called overreaching, friends. But it's interesting that the President of the United States of America promised the American people once again that our gun rights would not be under threat. And now that they are under threat, what does he do? He acts once again as the impotent commander-in-chief. He's a weakling, friends. That's exactly what he is, and that's exactly what he's designed to be. He wants, and they want you to believe, that this administration is under attack, when in fact, again, like I've said since day one, it's the American people that are under attack. Let me ask you something. What's going on in Virginia right now? Who's under attack? Is it the governor there, the tyrant governor, Mr. Northam, or is the people of Virginia under attack? I'm just wanting to ask the question, because you're going to have to answer it, because once you answer it truthfully before God and man, you're going to find out who the con man is, and you're going to find out that you've been under attack in this country over the last 3 years like you've never been under attack concerning the Second Amendment and so many different fronts in the United States of America. Friends, we need to wake up as to what's going on here. We need to pay attention to the details again so we can understand that the devil's always found in the details. But for the President of the United States of America to suggest, thank you, Dems, listen carefully, thank you, Dems, for driving support to the Republican Party. Keep in mind, Donald Trump is the one advocating the stripping of the rights of the American people under the Second Amendment. So what are they doing? They're doing the same thing that they've always done. Did anybody pay attention to the fact that Nancy Pelosi is the one that's allegedly calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump, and now they're in the Senate right now? It's nothing but a charade. It's nothing but diversion. When they have your eyes fixed on that, you better look the other direction. Did anybody see the picture of Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi just a couple days ago, friends? You would think that they were the best of friends. Well, in fact, behind closed doors, that's exactly what they are. Because
this is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to be talking about, friends, nothing more than protest and Protestant. And I want to highlight the fact that if you'd like to understand your history and you're truly looking for the answers to bring about resolve to the issues that we face on a daily basis, it's what I give you every day because it's based off the Word of God and the Constitution. There are your answers. And it's interesting how many, so many, proclaim that they want the answers, but yet they're caught up into the narrative of the lying mainstream media. And they sound like a bunch of ignorant parrots that continuously parrot the very media that, again, they decry that they don't believe. I'm going to continuously tell you this, friends, because these are the same people I continuously see highlighting on live chat or emails or text, friends, telling me about how the Democrats are doing this and the Republicans are doing that, and they're led to believe that the Republicans are the good guys and the Democrats are the bad guys. Friends, they both win, and you lose, and you haven't figured the game out yet. And this is what I'm trying to free people up from. And it's elementary principles found in the U.S. Constitution based on the Word of God in common law. Now let's go to this, friends. President Thomas Jefferson said this. He said, "What country can preserve its liberties if the representatives are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance, dissent, not insurrection, but resistance, right? Let them take arms. The remedy is to set them right as to facts, pardon and pacify them, what signifies lives lost in a century or two." He goes on, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's its natural manure." This is the third president of the United States of America. The American people, obviously, to the present, this sounds completely foreign to them because they've taken on that political language that's created to make lies sound truthful, and they've forgotten the language and the actions of our forefathers. It's a completely different world. I did a radio show just last week asking the American people, you have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers what has happened to this country, and only you can answer it. Well, I can tell you what the answer is. The American people have forsaken the documents. They have forsaken real history. They've taken on the mind of the revisionists. Though they declare, friends, that's the furthest thing. They're not that stupid, but yet that's what they parrot. Friends, listen to Thomas Jefferson. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I want to insert this. Because let's go to Virginia right now. It's not the people in Virginia, friends, that are a threat to the government. It's the said representatives that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people through delegated authority that are threatening the very people that they promised to serve and uphold in the law. See, you need to understand how these people, mainly to the mainstream media, and all of these that are allied with this new global system, they're the ones attacking you. They're the ones attacking the Virginians right now. So don't drink in the Kool-Aid from the lying CIA-controlled media, friends, that somehow or another these are the bad guys. Matter of fact, yesterday I brought up a point that in Virginia right now they're actually hiring crisis actors, okay? They've done this in Sandy Hook. They've done this in Missouri. They've done this in Florida. They've been doing this for years. As a matter of fact, I sat down with Andrew Young, who was the mayor in Atlanta, for 3 hours. And he had told me how during the Civil Rights Movement, it was the FBI that continuously planted provocateurs in those peaceful meetings in an attempt to disrupt those meetings so they could sell it to the people that Martin Luther King in the Civil Rights Movement, which was an issue of law, not color, Martin Luther King Jr. But it's interesting to note that they sold it to you that it was Martin Luther King and all those people that were the problem, when in fact history shows us it was the FBI planting the provocateurs. It's exactly what's happening today, folks. It's exactly what's happening today. They're a counterpart of nothing short of, guess what, the SS. Adolf Hitler's SS, the brown shirts that go in and create the problem, and then the president or the dictator wannabe stands back and he plays, guess what, friends, the problem solver. We need to wake up as to what's going on here. Jesus said in John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay? And Charles D. Montesquieu said, as well as Exodus 20, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And also keep in mind, I'm laying the premise, John Locke, you can find this in several buildings across the United States of America. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Whose law? God's law. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Wherever law ends, tyranny begins. What's happening? The rule of law, friends, if obeyed, brings about peace and righteousness within the gates. But what happens when it's no longer the citizenry that's acting in a tyrannical manner, but in fact it is actually those that are there to represent the people? Because that's exactly what John Locke warned us of. Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. Who's attempting to overthrow law, friends? We're seeing it all day long in the United States of America. They want illegals. They're alluring illegals into the United States of America. Illegals. They want to give them license. They're alluring illegals into the United States of America, giving them welfare, which you never allocated to tax dollars for them to do. You never delegated that authority for them to do. But guess what, friends? They're doing it. Read 2 Thessalonians 3:10. If they don't work, they don't eat. Folks, look at the borders are wide open. Those promises that the mainstream media is attempting to lay out there for you concerning the border that's being built, friends, much of it's conjured up, it's contrived, it's fabricated. Friends, it's propaganda to put you to sleep as your country is literally being handed off to illegals in the United States of America. I really, truly ask those that are listening right now that are challenging what I'm saying to you right now to call in. I'm asking you to prove me wrong as to what I'm saying right now. And again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Why is this happening in the United States of America right now? Because they're asleep. The American people are asleep. That's why it's happening. And there's no question about it. That's why we're in trouble today. because they believe that their man is the one that's going to bring him into some sort of ecstasy, some elated ecstasy or some utopia. They're sadly mistaken, nor do they understand history in any sense of the word. I'm going to take Tim from South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Tim. How are you, brother?
Hey, brother. I'm not going to take a picture like I did the other week, but I just want to let people know Sons of Liberty are going to represent there in Richmond on Monday and going to give some coverage there. But this issue of Donald Trump, he's just about several weeks too late to even make a statement. The guy's been quiet in the White House. He told the NRA, you remember, when he first got in office, he said, the attacks on your Second Amendment are over. Well, apparently not. And if all he can do is look politically, see, and this is the game. You're exactly right. This is the game they use on the American people is to say, well, see what they're doing. That's why you need to vote for us. You need to vote us more power so we can show you how impotent we are when you give us the power. The Democrats have the mask off as the complete anti-Americans, and the Republicans, for the most part, are the guys who are the impotent people letting them do whatever they do. They don't stop them. And Donald Trump, you know, as president, the states are to uphold the same Constitution. And by the way, the Second Amendment is not a law that can be changed. It is something that is there to protect our rights. It is to hinder governments, the Republican form of government that were promised in the Constitution. So, yeah, Donald Trump has every right to tell Governor Northam to knock it off, to stop it, or he's going to stop it. But he doesn't do that, does he? He asks for your vote, and he doesn't care if people get killed. There they put in the FAA, National Defense Air. They declared the airspace there that you can't even fly a camera drone to get footage of the crowd and things. And that's got to come from the top. That doesn't come from Northam. That's FAA. That's federal stuff.
That's right. So Tim, let me add to that, if you don't mind. Let me add to that. The reason they want to suppress that is because they don't want the people in the United States of America to see the uprising of the American people concerning tyranny in that state. It's exactly they're trying to suppress and they're trying to censor it once again. And for the federal government to come in and to control that airspace, if that doesn't tell the American people something, Tim, I don't know what else needs to be said.
Well, they tried to do it at Bundy Ranch, if you remember. And fortunately, enough people, see, the Bundys were smart. They saw the snipers that the government said they didn't have there, but we got the pictures. They took it to court. This is partly why they got off the hook, because of the exculpatory evidence that the federal government, who has 95 or 96% conviction rate, they were lying about it. And they called the people out there, and because they did, the people covered it.
I got to take a break, Tim. Thank you for your phone call.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon. Take a quick break, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back on the other side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 1,000 Central American migrants surged onto a bridge spanning the Suchate River between southern Mexico and Guatemala as Mexican National Guardsmen attempted to impede their journey north. Mexican officials allowed a number of migrants to enter the country via the bridge, while a voice over the loudspeaker warned that migrants may not be granted asylum in the U.S. even if they make it that far. Nearby, hundreds of guardsmen lined the river to prevent migrants from crossing into Mexico by swimming. Mexico's government has said migrants entering the country without registering will be not allowed to pass from its southern border area. But those seeking asylum or other protections will be allowed to apply and legalize their status in Mexico. Guatemalan officials counted more than 3,000 migrants who registered at border crossings to enter that country in recent days and additional migrants who did not register. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Spectacular California will be preaching here tomorrow. But with that said, we are speaking to Mace right now. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 118 radio stations now. And we appreciate your trust as well as your connectors that tune into us on a daily basis, 6 days a week, that is. With that said, thanks again. If you want to call in at any time, please do. We are on the road right now, so those that are on live chat, please go to the GCN live link if you want to listen to a caller. I will give you a heads up when we get a live caller, just for the record, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about, well, if it wasn't for our forefathers not submitting to tyranny 243 years ago, we wouldn't have the freedom to do the right things today, right? No, that's exactly right. And I ended with, right before Ken called in, that wherever the law ends, tyranny begins. It's exactly what we're seeing today. And again, I've said this a thousand times, but I love it. I love this coin phrase, and it's so true. And it will set many free. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. It's really that simple. In making distinction between licentiousness and liberty, Fisher, the architect of the First Amendment, he set the record straight by stating, licentiousness, unrestrained by law or morality, is that word, which the ambitious call in ignorant to believe to be liberty. Let me say it this way. Freedom was given not to do what we wanted to do, but what we ought to do. Is that true? Well, for those that are actually laborious in advocating and upholding the laws that these tyrants in office today in this country are trying to tear down, I'm telling you what, you understand that all well. Now, as America's treacherous, unfaithful incumbent politicians are doing their best to do what the Philippines has established through a clear violation and transgression of their sworn oaths, their sworn oaths, First John 3:4, it's amazing to see the number of the people in this country today that are willing to submit to these same people. Deuteronomy 28:68. And it's amazing to see what they'll submit to when it comes to the tyrannies that our forefathers had taught us to throw off by their examples. I mean, just think about this. Because King George III did not submit to the Lord, Deuteronomy 17:15-20, his administration and obligations as God's magistrates towards men, which is found in Romans 13:4, our forefathers opposed him. Why? Because they obeyed God. I want you to, we know what the revisionists say, but I want to tell you what our forefathers said. And this one is, folks, this one knocks it out of the park. John Hancock, the first founder of the Declaration of Independence. Now, I want you to keep in mind, John Hancock was the first signer, again, of the Declaration of Independence, and he made it so big that he wanted to make sure that the king across the pond did not have to take off his spectacles to see who it was that was the first signer on the Declaration of Independence. This is what he said. In other words, he wasn't afraid of the king. He wasn't afraid of the tyrant. He was setting the record straight and letting him know that, listen, if the righteous are unafraid, the tyrants have no power over them. And this is exactly the record that John Hancock sent. He said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Hancock said, continue steadfast, that means fixed in direction, and with a proper sense of your dependency upon God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. This is found in the History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229. Lest one of my listeners was thinking that I was creating this. No, you can actually do your homework and find these quotes. Now, did our forefathers practice what it was that they were preaching? Absolutely. Read James 2:14-26. Absolutely they did. You know what we have today? We have everybody that acts. I just got to tell you. Everybody acts. The conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, they're parodying the CIA-controlled media's talking points. They talk like they actually believe what they're saying is true. I mean, I just got this. This is an example. I'm just giving you a little bunny trail. I just seen this post today. It's 2.5 GOP is no longer attainable. This is Barack Hussein Obama. Up against the created opposition, which is Donald Trump. The 1% GDP is the new norm. And then it says how Trump's going to bring back jobs with the magic wand or something, said Barack Hussein Obama. We're told that the GDP just hit 4.1%. And then it shows a picture of Barack Hussein Obama saying, keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama was the one that was just accused by Donald Trump last week of actually taking and stealing the money of the taxpayers in the United States of America and stealing that money and giving it over to the Iranians that developed these alleged missiles that were attempting to attack Americans over in Iran. Donald Trump said that it was the preceding administration's fault. Okay? I want you to think about how the game is played here. Okay? This is what Donald Trump said. He said that it was his fault. Well, let me tell you something, friends. I'm going through the U.S. Constitution again, and it's very clear what it says in Article 3, Section 3. It's treason, what he's doing. So what does Donald Trump do? The very next day, he lays sanctions on Iran. And he, in hopes of the ignorant in the United States of America, which they are, in hopes that they didn't catch the fact that he just said that Barack Hussein Obama is committing the act of treason, which he did, this charged Barack Hussein Obama for treason against we the people and aiding and abetting the enemy within the United States of America. I have it right here. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. Is that what he did? That's exactly what he did. Or in adhering to their enemies. Is that what Barack Hussein Obama did? It's exactly what he did. giving them aid and comfort. Is that what Barack Hussein Obama did? That's exactly what he did, friends. That's exactly what he did. What is he supposed to be charged with? Treason. And it's punishable. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Did Donald Trump talk about prosecuting Barack Hussein Obama for treason against the American people? No. Barack Hussein Obama, friends, he's being rewarded. Remember, he just bought his brand-new mansion, $11.5 million mansion in Martha's Vineyard? They're not being prosecuted. They're being rewarded. When are you going to figure this out? You know what Donald Trump does instead of doing the right thing by draining the swamp that he promised the American people on the campaign trail? He just said nothing about Barack Hussein Obama. Again, the very next day, what did he do? He laid sanctions on Iran. See, this is about them having more control on a global basis. And that explains the 737 military bases that we have across the world that most Americans have not a clue about. Now, let me rewind back to the point that I was making concerning the GDP and how they put the battle up between now Barack Hussein Obama, this is the conservatives of the day, and Donald Trump. I got a question for you, friends. Where in the Constitution of the United States of America is it the job of the president to create jobs? I just told you last night I was studying Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution and Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. I can't find it there anywhere. That's not the purpose of government. The purpose of government, again, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, is to condemn the wicked, which Donald Trump is not doing, okay? And that's why we see the wickedest of men that are vile walking everywhere and getting away with the things that they're doing, okay? Because you have a wicked individual in the people's White House that refuses to bring forth judgment. And the Bible tells us, friends, that evil men understand not judgment. But what do today's conservatives do? This is why they become a reproach. This is what they are, friends, are a bunch of uneducated parrots. That's all they are. What do? They get behind Donald Trump, and the Bible tells us in, again, Proverbs 28, it says, those that forsake the law praise the wicked. That's exactly right. I just explained exactly my points, friends, to a T. It couldn't be more sound than that. If you didn't understand that, it's because you don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is teaching his people, nor do you have eyes to see. And I think more than anything, it's not so much that people don't have eyes to see and ears to hear. It's because they don't want to see. It's because they don't want to hear concerning this administration. You want to know why, friends? Those that are standing on the outside right now saying, you know what? That's true. Why don't they? It's because they want Donald Trump to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. And that's exactly why this country's in trouble today. Let me say it one more time. Today's conservatives are a bunch of uneducated fools for the most part. And that's not an over-exaggeration in any sense of the word. And it's a lack of conservatism, just as it is a lack of Christianity, friends, on so many different fronts. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, friends. It jacks me up, and it really drains you when you see so many people that declare that they know what they're talking about. But when you go to study your founding documents, it's completely foreign what they're saying to your founding documents. Not the other way around. Not the other way around. How many times I take phone calls, how many times I respond to people that are talking about this divide between the left and the right that doesn't exist. But they don't listen to you. They just keep going on with their bad selves. And as Jesus said, the blind lead the blind, and they all end up in the ditch, and they're trying to figure out why they ended up in the ditch. Because they're not taking heed to Scripture. They're not taking heed to what our founders laid out for us in practice. That's the problem we're having. But let's get back to this, friends. I just gave you a quote from none other than John Hancock. That was a little rabbit trail, by the way. But coming back to the point, friends, because our forefathers did not submit to tyranny 243 years ago, Americans still have the freedom to do the right things today. That's right. Hey, America, listen to me carefully. For those that are throwing your hands up in the air and saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. You know, I've seen just yesterday, I wanted to equate this to this point. Just yesterday, I was told that Donald Trump passed another bill that gave people the right to pray in public. I'm here to tell you, you never lost the right to pray. So why are the wicked praising him for that? Wake up, America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, I'm looking for votes. Listen, I just want to make clear, if you want to watch us online, you can do that right now. We're broadcasting live from Temecula. I'm giving you factual information. I'm showing you the fruit hanging, the corrupt fruit hanging from the branch of this administration in all of his little cohorts. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. That alliance of hell will be this and all. Just rest assured, friends, we got a bunch of fools that are daring the justice of God again. But keep in mind, they're in power right now to judge a nation, to chastise a nation. It's up to the people to repent, and if they fail to repent, things are going to get worse. Read Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. That's where we're at. If you refuse to listen to my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments to keep and to do them, then I'm going to do this to you seven times more. That's where we're at right now. Folks, I've been on the radio for 20 years. And I am not one to stand around and say I am anything to anybody, because I'm not claiming to be anything. But if you go back 20 years in this ministry, if you can go back to one of my articles, if you can go back to any word, any jot or tittle of any word that has been declared from this radio show, where we haven't told you the issues at hand, and then they came to pass shortly thereafter, then folks, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not gonna play anything. I know this. I know the Holy Ghost shows us things to come. I know the Holy Ghost is alive today. I know that the church is impotent without the Holy Ghost, because in this ministry we understand the power of God unto salvation. And I'm telling you right now, if I have been wrong about anything that we have talked about, because I'm very careful about what I do and about what I say. And I'll tell you what, I thank God for my enemy who taught me to be the way that I am today. Because it was the Lord doing it if I was willing to learn the lesson.
The more my enemies attack me, the more I understand and the deeper I dig into the issues of the day. And as I do that, just like that of Ezekiel and the prophets of old, friends, the Lord caused them to dig deeper, to go in deeper. And in the process of doing just that, guess what? You go into these issues where the Lord shows you things in dark, and then he tells you to go preach it in the light. And it's exactly what we're doing on this show, and it's exactly what we've been doing on this show for the last 20 years in this country. So don't give me your thumbs down on sonsoflibertymedia.com on live chat. Don't give me your thumbs down on YouTube over on beforeitsnews.com. No, don't give me your thumbs down. Call in, confront me with the facts. And again, friends, go ahead and lay it out there and show everybody as the misinformation that I'm giving to you is completely irrelevant and untrue. That's what I'm waiting for. I have yet to have anybody call in and do so. Now, I also want you to consider this, friends. We're on 118 radio stations. I get emails all day long, people listening to the message. I get feedback all day long from people listening to the message. And if they're contending with me, how come they won't do it on the air? Friends, this should concern every one of you out there. It should concern every single one of you out there. The harassment my ministry goes into and it experiences from city to city to city to city only verifies to me and to you, friends, the information I'm giving you is absolutely true. If you have not heard the message, with Tim Brown, Morning Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, with the NSA lady, friends, giving you the information as to how these people are set up and how they are operating and how they are gang-stalking people like me. Well, folks, guess what? You need to wake up because you're in a real world, and if you're waiting for something to be transpired to a new level of understanding that you don't have right now, and I'm talking about the people that are taking the time and giving you information that you just say, oh, that's just really hard to believe, rest assured what they're telling you is true. And I'm talking about people that are sound in the faith, sound meaning without error. The Bible said to have sound speech, which cannot be condemned. I'm not talking about these lunatics out here who can't verify the thing that they say. They're conspiratorial, and they can't prove that it's conspiratorial, which I can and I have over and over and over again. But, folks, here's the difference between this show and other radio shows. I'm right. And someone might say, that, you know what, that's very arrogant that you would say that. No, it's not arrogant at all. I'm right. Because I know when I hear the Lord. I know when I see what the Lord is doing. And I'm not the one making it happen. He is. The Bible says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. The Lord has given me discernment to understand on a national level as to what's going on. And I praise God for it. It's nothing within myself. Folks, I'm not that stupid to think that I can, outside of myself, tell you a thing, because I can't. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and that's exactly what he's done with this ministry. I claim to be nobody. And furthermore, for those that do, the Bible says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. I don't want to fall that way, friends. I really don't. But I got to tell you, it's very frustrating when you see people that are told the truth, that are giving our founding documents and the Word of God, that continuously turn around like a bunch of dogs returning to their own vomit because they don't want to see the issues. And I want to again tell you why they don't want to see the issues. Because they don't want to deal with them. They don't want to deal with them. They want their man to take care of the issues of the day. That's exactly what they're getting. And the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. And I'm also here to tell you concerning Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, not in that order. Things are getting worse, friends. Things are getting worse. And it's interesting that when you look at the judgments of God, in contrast to what you're being told by the professed church in America, the opposite conflict every step of the way. God's judgments are being enacted upon the people in this country, and they're doing their best to ignore the facts, and they're doing their best to take heed to the false prophets. They're doing their best to take heed to the corrupt political system of Herodians and the corrupt system of the Pharisees, friends. And we were told, Mark 8:15, to avoid that, to beware of that. And these are the points that I keep coming back to on a daily basis. Some people say, you know what, Bradley, it seems like you're kind of just little by little sharing something new, but it's the same point. Yes, I want your feet upon the rock. It's safe there. It's secure there. Okay? You know, it's interesting. People that say that to me, they're inundated with a new scandal by the mainstream media on a 24/7 basis by another corrupt politician that they don't trust until they defend them in the face of one of their family members or one of their church members because they're a bunch of hypocrites. It's interesting, friends, how they attempt to justify the unjustifiable, isn't it? But they continuously do it, and they can't justify what God is doing in the contradiction of what they attempt to stand for in any sense of the word. That's what it is. And that's where we're at today. I'm as tired of talking about corrupt politicians as you are. But one thing we don't lack here is giving you answers as to how to deal with them. I'm making reference to the U.S. Constitution. I constantly tell you Article 2, Section 4, and yet I still see people post, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? And you overlook the answer as if to suggest that I'm talking to somebody else that's supposed to bring about the answer. I'm talking to you. It starts with you, between you and your God, Acts 20, verse 21. Because without the power of the Holy Ghost, you can't do it within yourself anyways. You're fighting with a wooden blunt sword. No, you want a sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Read Ephesians 6 and also read Ephesians 4:12 when you get a moment. I'm giving you the answers. What are you doing with the answers, friends? You know, this kind of reminds me of a police officer just last week. I seen a video of a police officer that approached a man that they said was a threat, and he didn't have a weapon in his hands. And the police officer, he pulls out his Glock, and he points it at the guy, and he tells him to stop. But the guy just is encouraged because he sees the police officers not going to enforce the law with the use of the weapon to establish the right. So what does the bad guy do? He's encouraged to keep coming after the police officer, the impotent police officer, just like you're seeing in this administration today. He's supposed to execute faithfully the laws found within the Constitution of the United States of America, Article 2, Section 3. Donald Trump is not doing that. Neither are the governors. They're doing just the exact opposite. But the American people are like this police officer that are standing back and watching these corrupt politicians going after them. And you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to take the gun away that establishes the law from your hands to enforce against criminals. That means overthrow the law. Just like this police officer. You know, this police officer, just like the American people, you know what they did? You know what this police officer did, friends? He walked back, and that's all he did was threaten them. That's all he did was threaten this disarmed man. And it got to the point where the bad guy started to run at the police officer. And you know what the police officer did, friends? Just like the American people, he ran away from the criminal. And it's a great parable concerning the American people in this country. Am I talking about lawlessness? Am I talking about insurrection? No. I'm talking about, I want a reformation. I don't want revolution. I don't want bloodshed in this country. But I'm telling you what, there's a lot of tyrants in office right now that are pushing Americans to that. And if that's not Virginia right now, friends, I don't know it is. Who's attempting to incite the domestic insurrection? Is it the good people of Virginia? Those that stand up against tyranny, friends, is it the good people of America that are resisting unlawful mandates and edicts, friends? No.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What, did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.